Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour with your host, Jenny Seek.
Hi, folks. This is Jenny Seek, and this is your weekly forum for connecting with your intuitive process, all things metaphysical, and honoring and recognizing your soul self. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy the ride.
Hello. Well, I'm just going to speak. I think that we got disconnected right at the moment that the show went on. So hopefully I'm right on that timing and you heard the little introduction thingy and it came on okay. I'm going to just really quickly introduce what Inner Voice is about and then talk about upcoming shows on Inner Voice and then with no further ado introduce my guest tonight. So Inner Voice, for folks who have not listened before, is a program for people who are interested in noticing that wonderful, sweet intersection between our imagination and our intuition and connecting with that place so that we can draw from source energies and inspire our best life and best self forward. So if those are topics that you're interested in, I'm so glad you're here this evening. I encourage you to share your shiny, pretty picture with Inner Voice Intuitive Hour so we know that you're following the show and can tell you what's coming up on the future shows. And I want to let you know what's coming up on Inner Voice in the future. We have a really, really great lineup. On April 30th, I have Beth Martine on. Beth Martine is working on a wonderful festival that will be available all across, I believe, all across the world on the internet called the Break Free Festival, where people will be sharing all these wonderful videos about how they broke free from traditional roles and the traditional idea of what they were supposed to do and really connected with their bliss and their inner guidance. She'll be doing that with a wonderful fellow named Tom Lesher, who is an amazing evolutionary astrologer who's been traveling all over the world. And he and her and many other people will be involved in that. So she will be sharing that, all about that, with us on April 30th. And then, let's see, after that, I have Sherry Malakatoff on May 14th. Sherry Malakatoff, for folks in the CBUS area, has created a wonderful meditation facility and retreat place for people to connect with their soul and their spirit and their heart called Om to Om in Powell, Ohio. So I'm really excited to hear her talk about her journey and her creation of Om to Om. And then on May 21st, Bonnie Cavett and I can't remember the guy's name. It's not John Tesh. I know it's not John Tesh, but I just friended him. Bonnie Chavez, who I've had on the show before, and her friend, Brad Tesh, will be on talking about their book, Seek Joy, Toss the Confetti, which is all about connecting with spirit wherever you find yourself on the journey. So that is what is coming up on Inner Voice in the near future, and I'm really, really excited to have those folks joining us. Tonight, I have Karen Rollins on. Karen Rollins is a gifted and well-known intuitive practitioner in the CBUS area, and I've had her on before about three times, so I'm really, really excited to get to see what's up in her life and what's new in her world. Karen, are you there?
I'm here, Jenny. How are you, hon?
Good. How are you this evening?
I'm great. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I just wanted to share with folks all the wonderful work you do. I know that you've been working on the Universal Light Expo, which is a metaphysical expo here in Columbus in October that we are all getting ready for. And for folks who aren't familiar with it, can you just share with the audience a little bit about what the Universal Light Expo is about, what its mission is, and what your role is?
Sure. Universal Life Expo is an all-volunteer expo, and basically our mission and our intention is to have an opportunity for people to experience a variety of practitioners and speakers and all of the wonderful possibilities, not only here in the Columbus area, but from across the country. And so it's a great opportunity for a weekend to come and experience hundreds of booths, hundreds of speakers, and to really get an opportunity to tap into some of the gifts that you feel you already know about yourself and explore some things that you may not. So it's a wonderful opportunity to visit through that. And my role is I'm part of the speaker committee. One of the beautiful things about Universal Life Expo is that it's, as an all-volunteer committee, there's a number of us who have a part in making sure that things run as smoothly as possible. And I'm blessed this year to be a part of the speaker committee. And if people are interested in learning more about ULE, it's a very simple website. ulexpo.com. The expo is in October, and it's a great opportunity to gather with friends, to meet new people, and to experience some of the best speakers and practitioners across the country.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, I'm really excited to speak there myself. And I remember going to your talk about the Mayan calendar and just was just so enamored with the way you spoke about what it would take for us to change and be ready to embrace a more global kind of consciousness, and just really, really inspired by your words and your message.
Thanks, Jenny.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I know that there are many other things that you do as well. I know that you do intuitive sessions and you do life and business coaching, and you also, I know that you're speaking a whole bunch of different places because I'm here on your website checking it out. So I know
yeah.
that you speak out of Mansfield, Ohio. You do work out of there. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about all the wonderful things that you do? I'll let you just kind of take it away and I'll
okay.
listen.
Okay. Sounds great, Jenny. Thank you. I
sure.
am very blessed to, during the majority of the year, to be in the Central Ohio area. And with that, I do participate in a number of expos and events as an intuitive. And I do traditional intuitive readings, but also medical intuitive work, and speak on a number of different topics. I also have been training in Pennsylvania, and this last couple of weeks I trained with Dr. Gwen Ward, who is a naturopathic doctor in the Lebanon, Pennsylvania area, and was trained on full body reflexology. And I also,
wow.
yeah, it's an amazing way of balancing, aligning, and relaxing the body all in just by allowing the electromagnetic current to flow smoothly through the body. It's an amazing practicality in how our body communicates with itself. And then I also work with Young Living Essential Oils, Raindrop Technique, helping people use aromatherapy and gentle touch to, again, balance and release imbalances in their body. So I'm moving into a really wonderful way of using not only the intuitive and the spiritual messages that come in, but also helping people balance their spiritual with their physical and emotional. And it's just been an incredible experience for me. In August, I'll learn facial reflexology, and then in October, I'll go back and learn the advanced part of full body reflexology. So I'm really getting an opportunity to kind of broaden how I'm able to help people find that perfect space within themselves to be happy, to be joyous, to be all of those things that we look for in life.
That's awesome. I think that, you know, in at least in our culture, we're so focused on this idea of our mind and body being separate things. And I think with something like naturopathy or reflexology, there's this awareness and, you know, this focus on the idea that they're really not separate things at all, that they inform each other and that they're an intelligent system that works holistically. So that's so cool.
And, you know, that's a great point to bring up, Jenny. It is about a holistic approach because we know that if our emotions or our body or our spiritual self is out of balance, it affects the other parts of ourself too. So I'm just really excited to be able to approach things more and more from that holistic viewpoint. And I do have an office off of West 5th Avenue in Columbus, in addition to working out of Mansfield and Ashland. And I just feel real blessed to be able to help people throughout the Ohio area as well as traveling. Next month, I'll be doing some of my shamanic work in the Charlotte, North Carolina area and be there for 5 days doing a shamanic weekend, but also offering services for part of the time. So, you know, as one of my clients says, I live a charmed life, and I'm very excited to be able to help people feel the same way about their lives too.
That's awesome. I wanted to ask you, because I did notice that on your website, and I noticed it was new, you have a little button for entering the Shaman's Way. Can you talk a little bit about the shamanic work that you're going to be doing and what that's going to look like and be like so that folks can sign up and find out more information about that?
Sure. Last year, Mark Henry, a lot of people know him as Thunderbird, and I did a series of shamanic classes called The Eagle Meets the Condor. And in that set of shamanic classes, we focused on how to be a shaman in today's environment, how to use day-to-day simple tools to be of service to community, to be aware of your spiritual connection, and to maintain that in the day-to-day events that happen in our life. It was very successful, and we had a number of people asking for us to do something this year, and it's really turned out to be a different sort of shamanic work, really looking more inside and really doing more of the traditional shamanic work of looking inside and really analyzing and listening to what your spirit guides say and all of those things that are about how to truly understand what your life path and life purpose is so that you can take that into yourself and become that strength and that connection to all energies, universal, galactic, you know, global, and then individually, how to use that energy to be the beacon of strength and solidity and support that is what people are looking for. I hear so many people say that they really don't know what their life purpose is or what they're meant to do. They know that they're feeling that it's something different. And so entering the Shaman's Way is really about entering that place of quiet and solitude in yourself to connect with your own being, along with your spirit guides, your angels, creator, great mystery, all of those energies that are out there. And it's a series of classes that are fairly unique and yet not necessarily linked to where if you attend one, it's not necessary that you have attended the previous ones. They're fairly standalone. And really to help people understand within themselves what their purpose and path is of being of service to themselves and making that connection to all the energies.
I think that's so wonderful. I think that, you know, sometimes people come to a practitioner like you or like me or an intuitive practitioner and think that we're going to give them the answers about what it is they're meant to do. And I think that when you're talking about something like the way of the shaman, you're talking about holding space and opening up space so that people can get in touch with what it is they're meant to do on a soulful level without kind of telling them, like that you'll take them to a deeper place so that they will know intuitively what's right for them. Is that kind of along the lines
that you're talking absolutely, about? That's absolutely perfect, Jenny, because that's exactly what it is, holding the space, creating the opportunity, and then helping them draw their own picture, their own belief system, their own life purpose from what messages they get. Instead of, as you said, the messages that we get for them, it's about going inside and finding their own message. It's a perfect way to put it.
And I think sometimes there's such a pressure in our field to provide them with answers, and sometimes that rushes the process, you know. It rushes the process of their own unique kind of deepening. So I think that the work that you're doing is just wonderful and so needed right now.
Thanks. And you know, Jenny, it's like you said, our life is so pressured and so instant, and cell phones and texting and Facebook and all of the social medias and email. And, you know, our ability to stop and listen and take a breath before we answer, respond, make any kind of decision or thought process, it's really not necessarily an acceptable place to take a moment to feel what feels right inside. You know, everyone seems to feel that there's a need to be instantaneous in a response instead of taking that moment to really search within as to what's the message inside that is true, instead of the response and the reaction to what's happening on the outside.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think, you know, in this day and age, everything can feel so disconnected and so fast that we can be in a place where we become ungrounded very, very easily. And I think that something like this would help people to connect with an inner sense of who they are and an inner grounding. And I just think that's wonderful. I hope that a lot of people are doing this kind of work, and I think that they are. And I think that a lot of people are getting to the place where they're going, I'm maybe not sure what it is I want to do, but I know I don't want to do this. I know I don't want to do it this way. And those kind of questions are so wonderful, and they're so important on the journey.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I find in the people that I work with is that whether it's on the intuitive, spiritual side, the physical side, the emotional side, it's about stopping and just listening and taking 10 or 15 minutes in the morning and in the evening to pay attention to what is your truth, and not so much what's happening outside of you, but what's happening inside of you and how does that feel, and what are you listening to motivate and guide you? Is it what's inside of you and the connections from spirit, or is it the response to all of the outside stimulus? And a lot of the work I think many of us are doing is to take people to that place of it's about listening from within instead of listening to the outside world.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that the outside world often, and even for people like us, can be a real distraction. I mean, we can get caught up in our whole, you know, I need to get this thing out on time, or I need to get, you know, this sort of thing, and get so pressured that we can forget to check inside and say, how am I feeling about what I'm doing? Does it feel right? Does it feel connected to source? Is there another way I could do it so I didn't have to experience so much pressure? You know, these sorts of thing.
Right. And you know, the other part of that too, and I think this is a real important part of what we're seeing also in our world, is to speak our truth. And it doesn't mean that we have to be inconsiderate or judgmental. It's just about saying what's true for us. And I see that very strongly in the high frequency children, the ones that are labeled Asperger's or ADHD or autistic, they have a very clear picture of saying what is true to them.
Yes.
And we're not accustomed to people speaking their truth. And so I think there's a great lesson we can learn, and it's okay to say no. It's okay to say, I can't do that right now. I need to stop for just a second. And I think that there's so many lessons that we can learn by watching outside of ourselves how we communicate. Is it our true communication, or is it the response that people expect?
Yes, I definitely think you're right. You know, in psychological circles, they call that the idea of the false self or the authentic self. I'm sure that those words are familiar to you, too, you know, and I think that we are pressured to live in this kind of false self state often, but we have the opportunity to connect with our authentic self so that, like you're saying, we don't have to make apologies or whatever, but we can just say, no, I can't do that right now, or this isn't going to work for me, or could we do it this way? So we get clearer about what it is like to be direct in ourselves and clear.
And not to take everything personal. When someone says something, it's not about you.
Yes.
And so
I
know that so many of us who are doing that work ourselves or have done that work ourselves are seeing that that's a huge part of where people's evolutionary process and the intuitive work that we're doing is to help people find that connection within themselves to know when something feels right or when it doesn't.
Yes, I say in a lot of the work that I do, you have to know your yes, but before you know your yes, you have to know what your no is as well, you know, and I think that that's so important, and I don't think we live in a culture where we're taught to, you know, to really identify what our no is. We're taught that we have to go, 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 produce, and that we're going to miss an opportunity. All these sorts of bigger, better, faster, more scarcity kinds of fear-based ideas, when in reality, knowing what your no is helps you move toward a more authentic step on your journey.
Absolutely. And what the Maya people in their sacred writings and the calendars have continued, you know, this whole 12-21-2012 focus was really about a new blossoming of energy that has started within has started physically within our universe. And it's really about taking ourselves to that next level of authentic self, connected to source, connected to earth, connected, and to realize that it is a oneness. And that's a very unusual feeling for a lot of people, is to realize that what's happening to everything and everyone outside of ourselves is actually happening within ourselves.
Yes, that whole idea that we're projecting onto, so that like that piece of awareness needs to be developed so we can notice when we're responding to something that isn't really directly about us.
Right.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that's just wonderful work. And I think it's so much, it is so important no matter where we find ourselves on our journey, no matter whether we're in a corporate environment, whether we're entrepreneurs, whether we're, you know, working at the five and dime on the corner, it is important to understand what that inner awareness looks like. And increasingly with our culture and the way that it is so focused so often on things that maybe look like they're beyond our control, or there's this illusory quality that things are beyond our control, when really I know for myself, on mornings where I actually stop and just, you know, check in with each chakra and kind of balance them and mm-hmm. set intention for the day and this sort of thing, as opposed to a day where I'm busier, I don't have the opportunity to do that, it shapes your entire experience of things. And it's so, so important, because it means that you don't end up in this subterfuge of stuff that really isn't that important.
Yeah, and you know, I one of the things that I keep telling people is pay attention to what you're paying attention to.
Yeah,
because I mean, it makes a huge difference, and it's one of those things that can reflect again in all of our bodies, and can really make a difference in, as you said, how our day goes, whether we take that couple of minutes or 10 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever your process is, to really kind of pay attention to what's happening within us, and what does our spiritual belief system say, whether it's to pray in a traditional Christian way or in whatever your spiritual belief system is. Do you take that couple of extra minutes to set that intention and pay attention to your connection to Source, whatever you see that as, in how that reflects in how you pay attention to the rest of your day? It's amazing what a difference it makes.
Absolutely. And just even how you experience different things, you know, how energy interfaces with you. You know, I mean, when you set your intention, you may see an opportunity in something where you might have seen an obstacle in it before, just by setting your intention differently and looking at it from a different vantage point.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of energy, that's one of the things that has always been kind of an underlying theme in anything that I've ever been interested in done, was how energy flows and how it connects and how do we use it and how do we reflect it and all of the parts of how energy is. And more we're seeing that we're beginning to be able to use and translate and transform energy from various forms into other forms, and how energy is influencing our life and how we influence energy in the life we create. It's amazing to sit and watch the changes in the, you know, being able to see the changes in people's physical energetic self through the medical intuitive, how our bodies are changing and how our etheric and energetic bodies are changing also. And that's why so many people are going through so many health conditions. Most people are going through some kind of endocrine hormonal shift, and it's all about how the physical body is translating this new higher frequency and how it's trying to move upward in vibration also.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think too, you're talking a little bit about the idea of manifestation and how things, I've noticed for myself that things are manifesting much, much more quickly. Like, they're just, you know, I'll think it and then it'll just appear. And sometimes it'll appear literally, sometimes it'll appear in a more figurative way, you know, like a picture of something or a song about something. But I think that it's an opportunity to stay focused on, you know, what it is we're wanting to bring about instead of this other energy that kind of comes from, I guess, not being clear or not checking in or not having that awareness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the other part, I think, of that manifestation that is really showing the incredible, unlimited abundance of the universe is our gratitude. How being grateful can attract, bring in, manifest, create, whatever words you want to use, how gratitude can so impact how our lives flow and what we're able to create energetically in our own life and what we wish for others.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's really true. And I think, you know, that is why that checking in is so, so important, you know, to remember to be grateful even when we have, you know, a long list or expectations or whatever. I mean, just to focus on the fact that we're here and that, you know, the birds are here and that the sun is here and that we're in nature and that we, you know, are connected to all of that, and to reconnect and to slow down.
Yeah. I'm a firm believer in getting out in nature, take your shoes off, sit in the sun, be quiet, you know, get away from all of the stimulus of the outside world, you know, step away from it and get in a quiet place where you can just breathe. And it's when I work with people, and especially doing some of the body work, and part of it is about having people breathe, it's amazing to watch how shallow people breathe, which is which is about kind of that adrenal type breathing, that fight or flight, that whole place. And then people who can slow their life down, move away from that, and get into that wonderful chi breathing, where you breathe in life and force and all of those wonderful possibilities of energy into your body. But that takes that slower, deeper, conscious breath. And it's really amazing to watch in doing body work that shift in people when they start that, what I call chi breathing, and start taking that breath, how their body and their energies also shift and move into alignment, where before their bodies are trying to figure out how to survive whatever they feel is happening to them.
I love the way that you put that. Yeah, absolutely. That when we go into that deeper place and we slow down, it's almost like reclaiming the sacredness of our lives. And instead of like trying to win, complete, because all of those win, complete, all of those kinds of ideas, to a certain extent, are fear-based. They're the idea that if we don't complete something, then it won't be done. If we don't win, then we'll lose. If we don't, so they're all fear-based to a certain extent. But when you go back into this deeper place of connecting with the sacred, you realize that you don't have to do any of those things. Like that they'll take care of themselves.
Right. Right. And, you know, if we move away from that fear-based place, we really see that there's a number of options that we're in that fight-or-flight situation, that fear, that we're not able to see because our focus is on what we're afraid of instead of all the possibilities that surround that.
Yes, yes. Have you noticed that as you've started to do this reflexology and all these different kinds of trainings, that the way that you read for people, do intuitive readings for people, has changed?
Yes.
Have you noticed? Definitely. I wonder.
Definitely. Yeah. It is because it allows me, as I look at auric energies or our body energies, whatever you want to call that, I have a different approach and understanding, and I guess deciphering of what I'm seeing, because it now includes not only what's happening in their spiritual self and the changes that I see in their energies, but also how can I help them understand how that is manifesting in their physical self.
Yeah.
And that it's all interlaced, and it does definitely make a difference in not only how I read for that person that I'm doing the intuitive work with, but any messages that come in from their guides or their angels or those that I've crossed. I even look at that energy differently because there's a fuller picture of what the colors and the flow means than what it did before.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think that's amazing. I think it's so cool that you're doing all of that work. And I think it's so wonderful when, as practitioners, we can start to change and grow and open ourselves differently based on what we're able to learn about, like that we change too, you know, that we open and change the way that we do the work. And that's so exciting.
Yeah, and I believe that as practitioners of whatever we practice, that it gives us an opportunity to show people that there is nothing to fear, you know, that it is possible to have a rich, abundant, joyous life, and that it does not necessarily have to be totally wrapped into the physical world and all of the stuff that we're being bombarded with. I tell you, one of my favorite commercials is the one, and I think it's for one of the insurance companies. And
I know
it's
which
the
one
guy
you're gonna talk about.
Oh my God,
I think. Wait, no, tell me what it is, because I'm wondering now.
I think it's a guy and a girl talking, and he's doing something on his phone like he had a car accident or whatever, and she starts talking about the Internet, and, you know, she says, well, they put it on the Internet. It has to be true, and, you know, he kind of looks at her, and she said, yes, she has a date with this French model, and it's this guy walking up who I might think may not be a French model. And, you know, he goes, bonjour, you know, and it's so cute. But for me, the message wasn't so much about the insurance company, but the fact that she thinks that they can't put anything on the Internet. That's not true. And I think a lot of people get caught into that if it's on the Internet or social media or on the news, it's got to be true because they said it. Well, maybe not so much.
Oh, my gosh, I think it's less likely to be true if it's on the Internet, because someone is trying to get you to do something or believe something or, you know, I mean, I always think it's less likely to be true often, you know, with these blogs and things where sometimes it's wonderful sharing, but sometimes it's people who have a particular thing they want you to believe, you know, a framework, a frame of reference. So it's less reliable, I think. But what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I was just going to say, for me, it means it's about constantly being in touch with what your belief system is and what I believe. And I tell people all the time, you know, in my world or in my reality, this is what's true. It may not be true in your world or in your reality, but it's our responsibility to constantly check everything that we are taking in as, is it part of my reality or part of my truth or part of my world? Because if you've ever been in a car accident, each person's view and reality about what happened is very different. It's the same situation, but my reality is different because it's my expression of my experiences and what my self saw, which is very different than what your self saw or experienced. And so, you know, I think it's real important that we constantly stay in touch with and check everything against what's my reality.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think, too, you know, I mean, in terms of the whole flight or fight conversation, that the way we experience any event is based on whether or not we're in a space where we're open, receptive, fluid in our way of being, accepting, or whether we're fighting something or resisting something. You know, so if we're in a car accident and we're already feeling very resistant, our body isn't going to be as flexible, you know, and our healing is going to be shaped by the fact that we went into the experience inflexible. Do you know what I mean?
I absolutely do. And that's, you know, again, I think that's so much where we're all moving to in all of the areas of our life, is just about being flexible. And what does it mean for you? And how do you receive or accept what your part in that situation or message or event is? And how much do you want to claim and hold on to that? Or how much do you want to just say, that's not my reality?
Yeah, yeah. Like, how much do you want it to allow it to define who you are, how you experience something? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think that the opportunity as we age, I mean, little children are typically more flexible. They haven't learned to be resistant in the world. And so they weather things often better than people who have gotten, you know, set in their ways or set in limiting kinds of beliefs about health and longevity and healing and
right.
anything, you know, honestly, so many things. So, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Very cool. Well, I want you to have some time to talk about, too, the wonderful event you do in the Gulf Streams area.
Sanctian Spirit.
Yes, right, yes. Right.
Oh, I tell you, that is an event and a labor of love. And I use that word labor very, very lightly. For many years, Joe and Dottie Aislin hosted this incredible retreat where for a week we would all gather down at Gulf Shores, Alabama, which is right on the Gulf, and we would spend a week of play and joy and learning and sharing. And for me, it was heaven on earth. And they did that for almost 20 years. And at this point in their life, it was important that they be able to kind of sit back and be the king and queen of Sanctian Spirit now.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the last few years, I have hosted Sanctian Spirit, and we continue to gather on the beach at Gulf Shores. We have a wonderful condo building that we stay in, and we are, you know, right on the Gulf. It's an incredible opportunity to experience, again, what I consider heaven on earth, an unconditional place of sharing and loving and joy and happiness and as much or little participation as you want. It's definitely a place where you're able to be anything and everything or nothing, and it's all okay. And it's amazing. Last year, I expanded it to include 3 extra days, so there's now an option to do anywhere up to 10 days of Sanctian Spirit. And I've taken and extended the classes. And again, as we were talking about earlier, Jenny, previously, we had classes that were, as ULE does, and a lot of expos do, an hour class, 50 minutes. And I thought, you know what, we're all here, so why are we rushing to complete a class? And so I said, wait a minute, let's back that up and make it an hour and a half or 2 hours so that we have a chance to totally be in the moment, to not have to be watching the clock and making sure that we are through and courteous to the person behind us, let's stretch that out so that people can relax and enjoy what that person is sharing about what they believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's wonderful.
It's an incredible time where we experience a variety of speakers from across the world. We share as practitioners and vendors. We share products and services. We are able to spend time on the beach and time inside, and we do a number of daily activities such as Tai Chi, meditations, all different kinds of things. We have entertainment every night, classes all day. There's a couple of things that I have instilled, because since I wanted it to be a retreat that expressed some of my beliefs as well as Dottie and Joe's, is that we use no paper products.
That's wonderful.
In respect of our Mother Earth, we buy no paper products. I have a plethora of cloth napkins that we use. We use dish towels and dish rags just like you would at home. Everything is done on dishes and flatware and cups and glasses that are reusable, that are used. And so there's no paper products. Our trash is just like minimal. And in fact, it's cute because we have to have the maintenance people come around and empty the trash before it needs to be for other people, because there's basically only food scraps or minimal trash that's left.
Uh-huh.
We recycle, and we do everything we can to stay within the natural beliefs that I have as far as honoring the earth. And then whatever foods that are left over, we donate to the local zoo so that all of our abundance is then shared with the local zoo and the animals there. So that's something I'm very proud of that we do. And then the other thing is, as you know, many of us have made some changes in our nutrition to where many of us are gluten-free, vegan, vegetarian, organic, all of the things that we try to be as harmonious with our bodies in what we feed it. And so I looked at caterers and actually could not find caterers in the Gulf Shore area that could meet our nutritional desires. And so instead of catering at night, we do family gatherings of community meals. And so part of the agreement is that if you attend, that if you decide to eat a community meal with us for the 7 or 10 days that you're there, you only have to bring one or two dishes or 2 to 3 dishes, and then you eat all week. And we have this incredible array. And you know what great cooks we all are. And
yeah,
we have this incredible array every night of gluten-free, organic, vegan, vegetarian, nutritious meals that we couldn't find asking a caterer to do what we can do for ourselves. So there's a lot of self-sustainability that is part of our new mantra in Sansi and Spirit, and reflects a lot of Dottie and Joe's commitment and our commitment as Sansi and Spirit to being in harmony with our own bodies as well as our global earth body reflected in that.
That's so wonderful, because I know that, like, you know, I often go to events and think about, like, how much trash is generated. And it just kind of brings you down, you know, because you think, oh, here we're doing all this wonderful work. And then you think about the landfills, you think about, you know, the White Sargasso Sea or whatever it is. And it's just so wonderful that you found a way to incorporate those daily practices, because then that makes you that much higher, you know, that that much more inspired and present and excited about what you're doing when you follow through with things like that, you know?
Well, I think for me, it goes back to being what I talk about. And mm-hmm. and that's kind of where I'm at in anything that I do. And so it means that, you know, I care. Even when I go to Starbucks, I love Starbucks. I've got my little stainless mug that I drag with me. And I think for me, it's not about anything other than saying, this is my commitment to myself and to my community to be as totally present in my belief system as I can. No judgment on anyone else, and people who don't want to participate in our community meals. There is so many wonderful restaurants and places you can eat out, or in your condo, in your kitchen. It's all up to you. I don't care. I just offer what I believe in. And mm-hmm. it's been a huge success. This will be our third year to do community meals. And it means that, along with that, if I'm not having to pay for caterers for food that we would not eat ourselves, then it helps maintain a reasonable retreat price. And so it's a win-win situation all the way around.
Absolutely. Well, also, I think that when you sit down and, you know, eat food that people have prepared
lovingly,
yeah. you know, it bonds you differently. It bonds you on a more intimate level, so that you feel like you know each other beyond just sitting in a workshop together, you know?
Right. Yeah. And it's amazing because over the years, there's certain foods that, you know, everybody knows that they're expected to prepare each year because they're such a hit and a favorite. And so it is. And there's a beautiful thing about breaking bread with people.
Absolutely.
That there's a bond that's created there that cannot be, I think, reproduced any other way. And so I feel that it's an important part. And we've got some of the most incredible lecturers and presenters and vendors that attend our retreat. And there's a wonderful group of people who are there every year. And there's a great group that alternate. And so we're very blessed. Christy Snow, Reverend Christy Snow, will be our spiritual advisor. And she will lead some of the spiritual events. And it's just amazing to have the breadth of speakers and presenters that we have. And that information for people who might be interested in attending Sansi mm-hmm. and Spirit, very easy to find. It's sansiandspirit.net. And Jenny, we'd love to have you come too one year.
I'd love to. That would be wonderful. I would love to.
I think it would be the bomb. We would love to have you there and just enjoy and relax. And, you know, like I said, it's a feeling for me that I describe as heaven on earth, but it's where I see our world going, in being unconditional and loving and accepting and happy and joyous and yet be productive in a deeper sense than we sometimes realize that we can be.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, and it's a model, too, you know, for what we can do out in the world when we put our minds and hearts and spirits to it. So that's so wonderful. And when is the gathering for folks who want to know?
This year. Every year, and it drives some of the people crazy that attend. Since I've been doing it, I've planned Sansi and Spirit based on the sacred energies of the Maya people. This year mm-hmm. it falls a little later than usual, and it gets really close to ULE because the retreat is September 28th through October 8th. And for those of us that are involved in ULE, it's kind of a little scamper, because you go straight from Sansi and Spirit into ULE, but boy, you bring that incredible presence that you've shared in that time into your work or whatever you do it at Universal Life Expo. And it's an incredible way to incorporate what you've experienced into a new environment. But this year it's September 28th through October 8th. and it is unbelievable. And so grateful to Dottie and Joe for all the years that they have created and the thousands and thousands of people that they touched, for them creating this dream of Dottie.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I can't wait to hear more about it. And one of these years, I'll be there because I've thought about it before. You just have to make it happen. But you know how that works.
I do. We're just gonna have to rope you in, pack you in a suitcase, and take you with us.
That'd be great. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on Inner Voice. It kind of went a different direction than I thought it would, but it was great. So, and I want to have you on again to talk more about the Mayan calendar, because we didn't even get a chance to scratch the surface of that, and I know that work you do is very unique. So, yeah. And for folks who are interested in getting a hold of you for intuitive work and all of the services that you do, how can they do that, Karen?
Easiest way is my cell phone, and I am so grateful for technology and the ability to use such wonderful wireless information. My cell phone is 337-794-0062, and yes, that is a Louisiana area code. I am from Louisiana, and I've kept this number for many years, but the number is 337-794-0062. My website is www.karen-rollins.com.
Well, thanks so much for joining us on Inner Voice tonight. Thanks for your wisdom and your ideas. It's always such a pleasure.
Same here, Jenny. I cannot express my gratitude for you creating this sacred space for people to be able to express and learn and to hold the space of love and beauty that you do.
Oh, thanks so much. right back at you. I feel the same way.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to seeing you at our next event.
Absolutely. Have a great evening, Karen. Take good care.
You too, Jenny.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Karen Rollins sharing all of her wonderful, wonderful work from Sansean Spirit to Way of the Shaman. Check out all of her offerings. She's just so heart-centered and so spirit guided. So so glad to have her on the program. Next week, look for Beth Martin to be on. She will be on talking about the wonderful Break Free teleseminars that her and Tom Lesher, the evolutionary astrologer, will be doing. A lot of people will be involved in that. It's a great, great way to connect and tell your own story and hear people's other inspiring stories on their journey. So thanks so much for listening to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour. Make sure to share your shiny, pretty pictures so we know that you're following the show and you'll get updates that way. Feel free to check out my pages, Inner Voice Intuitive Tarot Guidance, on Facebook, and ask any questions you'd like to there. That's a place for folks to connect with the tarot. And also check out my website, Inner Voice Intuitive Tarot, innervoiceintuitive.com. Here you go. Here's some great music by Dar Williams to take us out, all about synchronicity. Whatever you do between now and next week, go and make magic, feel magic, inspire magic, create magic, find magic. That is what we are here for. Take good care, everybody. Bye.